We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today we're going to talk about borrowing from the future and actually the downsides of that. The fact is there are plenty of people out there who have done the right thing, and that is started in a 401k and contributed to it faithfully over a number of years, and that has resulted in a nice pool of retirement assets. The reality is you can actually borrow from it. That's the good news. The downside of that, the bad news, is something Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is going to talk about. Catherine, give us the bad news.
Well, Greg, 401k loans are a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Why is that? I mean, it seems like a very good option. I mean, if you're strapped, you're trying to cover a tuition, high school or college tuition payments, or some other house renovation. That's ready money that actually is yours.
Well, there's a real dark side to 401k loans. The first is most are over a 5-year period. So you can take a loan from your account, pay yourself back with interest over 5 years. But that's predicated on the assumption that you're going to be with your current employer for the next 5 years. If you either lose or leave your job, in many cases, that loan becomes payable in full in a very short period of time. And since most people contribute to 401ks with pre-tax dollars, if they can't pay that loan in full, it is treated as an early distribution subject to income taxes, and if under 59.5, a 10% penalty.
Ouch. That should deter anyone. Anything more?
There are a couple of other pitfalls associated with doing it. One is simply while you've taken the loan and are using those funds for other purposes, they're not invested in the market, and you're not going to enjoy the market growth during that time. And then the other thing is many people simply suspend their new contributions to their 401k plan while they're paying themselves back because they can't afford to do both. The net is it can severely inhibit the size of somebody's nest egg over the course of 10, 20, 30 years when they're getting ready to retire.
Well, Catherine, I think you make it pretty clear that it's really not a very attractive option, however tempting it may be, with a pool of assets sitting there ready and available, even if you're in difficult financial situation. So what advice would you have for somebody in that situation?
Well, first of all, just do your homework and have an awareness of how taking a loan can really negatively affect your long-term retirement savings. And then consider seeking professional advice to figure out and evaluate what your options are before you take that loan.
Well, as you point out, getting good advice and professional advice is always the best option in sorting out the complex issues around these matters, retirement planning and what it means to borrow from the future. So thanks as always, Catherine, for the insights that you bring from the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth here on WYPR, your NPR news station.